It's hard to be single. It's even harder to be single during a pandemic. It's Hannah and Raven. Our friend Olga is 34 years old, divorced, and she's been dating all over again. What's it like for her?
Okay, so now, because, you know, there's a pandemic, this is what happened last week. I dated this guy. He wanted to go out. So we went out one day, one time, whatever, it was nice. Then a second date was scheduled for Friday. And Friday, it was raining, and he didn't want to go inside. Like, he doesn't go inside.
Right. He's trying to keep it safe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's very responsible. He messaged me. It looks like it's a washout. Why don't you just come to my house? I'll cook you dinner. And this is like a second date. Like, I don't know him, and I don't know people who know him.
Right, like that's a serial killer trap.
That's what I thought.
Murder is the first thing that pops into your head when somebody says, oh, come to my house. No, I wouldn't go to a guy, especially if we didn't have mutual friends, go to their house on a second date. You don't know them well enough.
So I asked people, like I said no, but I asked what they would do. And most of them said during Corona, there's no rules and it's not weird.
When one person says no rules versus somebody else saying no rules, that's where the confusion comes in for me. So what did you end up doing? Because no rules for me means something else, I'm thinking.
First they asked if we could go inside and he said no because he's scared. I was like, all right, well, I think you could be a killer. So let's just schedule it.
Another time.
Day.
Right. You're like, it's all right if you're a murderer, but I'm not coming to your house. I need to go on at least 6 dates with you before I come to your house and then you kill me. Yeah, no, I think you did the right thing. Do you think he was offended by that?
He said he respected it, but then I said, how about Sunday? And he's like, well, I have to let a few girls out of the basement first for some sunshine and then I'm free.
Well, I mean, right. At least he has a sense of humor about it.
Well, at least they're free range.
Right.
At least they're free range, right? I mean, I get the best eggs from free range chickens. It's true.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you going to see him again?
I ended up seeing him. I don't know. He ended up coming to my apartment.
Wait a minute. You thought it was okay for him to come to your apartment, but you wouldn't go to his apartment?
Wait a minute. He could totally kill you in your house, and there's less mess for him to pick up.
Well, okay. First, I met his friend. He went for brunch with his friend, and then I met them. They went for drinks, and then we walked around my neighborhood, and then I went to my apartment.
Okay.
And he came over.
All right.
So I knew, now I met a friend.
All right.
But I don't know. It's weird when things are closed, like things close early. It's like, what do you do? How do you date?
It's true, because there's nothing to do. You can't go to the movies. You can't go sit at a bar.
Flag number two. Men don't go to brunch with other men.
I thought the same thing, but I didn't want to say it out loud.
We go to brunch with our grandmothers and our mothers.
And Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
Right.
Okay, that's when we go to brunch.
Or when I drag you to brunch.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Men don't go to brunch. You better check this guy out more.
He may have hired
right,
that friend.
Friend is a stand-in.
Yeah.
Or he's a partner serial killer.
It's true.
Hillside Stranglers.
Oh, my God. No, but he said his friend had, his friend was going through a hard time.
Okay.
I mean, his friend better have had free brunch passes because I ain't going.
I mean, football's back. They really went to brunch over.
Right.
All right, Olga. Well, we'll see what happens next. And listen, text me immediately if you go out to meet him and there's something wrong.
Right. Or text the police.
Okay. Yeah, 911 works out well, too.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks, guys.